Good morning and happy Easter to everyone out there. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I hope that you all are gathered around with at least somebody in contact that you can celebrate that wonderful proclamation with, and cry out the proclamation of the risen Christ to one another. It's a wonderful Easter morning, beautiful outside and beautiful inside. Though the church itself is empty almost, it is still a beautiful place. And this year, as we celebrate Easter, we read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. And we read this gospel account, and we celebrate the Word of God together at a distance. And here we have Matthew 28, starting at verse 1. I'll give you just a second to find that in your scriptures if you want to follow along. If not, you can just listen, and I'll go ahead and read that from Matthew 28, starting at verse 1, going through verse 10. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of our Lord on this Easter Sunday. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And that is exactly what our gospel reading shows us. The risen Christ, the empty tomb, the message from the angels, the women delivering the message to the brothers. This is an amazing event, a wonderful account of that glorious morning, that first Easter. Mary and Mary Magdalene go to the tomb with the expectation that they're going to find the stone there in front of the tomb, and they're going there to prepare or finish preparing the body that they had earlier laid in the tomb with Joseph of Arimathea in his tomb. And they discover that something is different, to say the least. Something is changed. There's an earthquake, an angel rolling the stone back, and we don't know, according to Matthew's account, if this is happening in witness of the women, that they're seeing the angel come down, they're hearing the earthquake. We don't know that for sure. But we do know that the appearance of the angel basically laid out the guards. It says they became like dead men. There was a Roman guard that was posted in front of the tomb in order to assure that nobody would try and steal Jesus' body. And they, out of fear, become like dead men. So whether they passed out or actually died, we're not too sure yet. It says they became like dead men. So we can imagine that Mary and Mary Magdalene come upon this scene of these Roman soldiers laying about, fallen over, the tomb open, the stone rolled away, and an angel sitting there. What must have gone through their minds as they're seeing this? Incredible fear. What has happened? How did this occur that all of these soldiers are fallen down like dead? But the angel says the first words of comfort to the women, as angels generally do. The first words out of their minds or out of their mouths to the women is, "Do not be afraid." Of course, we need that comfort, right? When we're face to face with the angels who were appearing in dazzling white lightning and clothes as bright as snow. So these incredibly luminescent angels sitting there in front of them with a bunch of dead soldiers laying around and a tomb that's wide open. This is unlike anything that they've ever seen before or anything that has ever happened before. So the angels tell the women, don't be afraid. We know why you're here. You're here looking for Jesus. But look in the tomb. You won't find him. He's not there because he has risen just like he told you he would. So they go and the women are invited to see where he lay. So they look in the tomb and they see it's empty. Jesus isn't there anymore, and he's not around. He's not among the dead men. He's not, waiting by the side or anything like that. He's just not there. And so again, they're still afraid. They're still afraid. The angel tells them, go. He's risen from the dead, just like he said. Go and tell the brothers to head to Galilee, because it's there that you're going to see him. Not in Jerusalem, although that does happen later on, that he says, go to Galilee, head to Galilee. That's where you're going to see him, back home where he had come from, back home where they all had come from. Go to Galilee. So they run. It says they departed quickly. They ran from the tomb with fear and also great joy. They're still afraid. I can't imagine not being afraid. Having seen what you've seen, having heard what they've been told, it's hard to not put yourself in a place of fear. The soldiers were still falling down dead. The tomb was still empty. And so with fear and great joy, they run to tell the disciples. They're so excited that they run and tell the disciples, and Jesus stops them in their tracks. He says to them that they need to wait. He says, greetings, greetings. See, I told you the church was virtually empty. I have my friends with me this morning. He's joined me for service. Greetings. And they came up to Jesus and they take hold of his feet. They worship in his place. And he says, don't be afraid. Once again, don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. These words of Jesus, not words of showing off what he's done, not words of take a look at me. It's go and do what you've been told to do, and go to Galilee, and there everyone will see me, the risen Christ. Luther is quoted as saying, Christians should be where Christ is. Christians should be where Christ is. Here in our gospel reading, the girls, the women, they go to the tomb, but Christ isn't there. So that's not the place to stay. They head back to where the disciples are in Jerusalem, but Christ isn't there. It's not the place to stay. So then they go to Galilee. They do what they've been told. They head towards Galilee to hear and to meet Jesus. Christians should be where Christ is. Now, I know this is going to sound difficult or maybe even a little bit hard to hear, but Christ isn't here. As beautiful and as well-appointed and as comforting and as familiar and as reverent as this place is, this wonderful church called Grace Lutheran, as much a part of us as it is, Christ isn't here. He's not here. The church is empty. Like the tomb was empty. He's not here. And on this Easter Sunday, we proclaim with wonderful joy that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. He is indeed risen because he's not here. We don't come here looking for him today on this Easter Sunday. So the question is, then, where is he? If he's not here, then where is Jesus? Where is Jesus on this Easter Sunday when we are all stuck, locked, however we want to phrase it, either good or bad, in our homes? Where is Christ? Well, as Luther says, Christians should be where Christ is. And where Christ is, that's where Christians should be. So where is he? Where is Christ? Where is this risen Lord of ours? Well, where are you? Where are you today? You're at home, most likely. Or if you're an essential care worker or somebody who is working on a Sunday, maybe you're there. But where are you? Is the answer, wherever that is the answer to where Christ is. Because where Christians gather, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. So on this Easter Sunday, yeah, it's hard to not be here at church. It's hard not to be together as a Christian family, as a body of Christ in one place, to sing the hymns, to hear the trumpet blast, to gather, to receive the supper. I know it's hard. But the most important thing on this Easter Sunday is not the traditions that we have as a church body. It's not the traditional things that we normally do. Those aren't the most important things. The most important thing is the answer to the question, where is Christ? And the answer to the question, where are you? Because I want you to know, where you are is where Christ is. He is there in your midst, among you. He is there. He is gathered where his people are, and wherever that is, he's there. So maybe Christ is with you as you sit around your breakfast table, or as you sit around your brunch table, or as you put this message on the little screen or the big screen. Christ is there. He's there with you. He's there among you, saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I know things don't appear as you expect them to appear. I know things aren't happening as you expect them to happen. But don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'm there among you. I'm sitting on your couch with you as you watch, as you gather. I'm sitting in your living room. I'm with you. And if you're by yourself, Jesus is still with you. It doesn't mean the two or three is not a checklist of, well, there's only one of me, so maybe Jesus isn't here. No. He's there. He's there with you. He's sitting with you. He's celebrating with you. Jesus is there. And that is the incredible, incredible message of Christianity. Of the blessing of Christ is his ever-presentness, his locatedness with you. Because where you are, that's where he chooses to be. He says, I am with you, no matter what. I'm not here in an empty church. I'm not here in an empty building waiting for you. I'm not here in an empty tomb. I'm not here wrapped in burial cloths. I'm not here where people would expect me to be. Christians should be where Christ is, and Christ is where Christians are gathered. He's there. So with these words of Jesus, simply his word in verse 9, and behold, Jesus met them and said to them, greetings. That's what Jesus says to you. The resurrected Christ says to you, greetings. I'm with you through it all. I'm not going anywhere. I'm where my people gather. So some people have asked me, what are we going to do when we get back together again? My response is always, we're going to celebrate Easter. No matter when that is, we're going to celebrate Easter. Not because it's attached to a specific day on the calendar, but because as Christians, we celebrate Easter every single day and every single time we gather. We celebrate Easter, the risen Christ, the one who lives in us and through us and around us and with us. That Christ, we will celebrate. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord, his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May he look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.